Sorry. Thank you very much. Good morning. I was asked by Bill to say something about 2.5 to 3 minutes long. Of course, I've never heard a speech 2.5, 3 minutes long. I read one once. It's called the Gettysburg Address. So I thought, okay, I'll just write a Gettysburg Address-like thing and read it. It'll have sort of, you know, three paragraphs. It'll have something about the past of the society, something about our current status, and something about the future. And of course, it will be an iambic pentameter, right? Joe Morris's attempt at wit, fully successful, was wonderful for a non-native English speaker to hear, because of course everything you say in Anglo-Saxon is iambic pentameter. So get me another cup of coffee, for example, is iambic pentameter. So Joe was stretching things, but it worked. Anyway, I couldn't do that. Of course, I can't write 280 words of poetry. So I'll just say a few words about what I have discovered in my attempts to think through what we are about, what our purposes are, how we may or may not have fulfilled them, and what those thoughts might foretell for the future, hold for the future. I think there is a flaw at our founding, I mean the Philadelphia Society's founding, and that flaw revealed itself very quickly to me in attending meetings starting in the early 70s. And it was more clearly revealed in listening to, excuse me, in listening to the 1965 session, where Frank Meyer attempted to, in the midst of Eliseo Vivas and Russell Kirk and Milton Friedman and so forth, attempted to already do something with the fusion. You see that extraordinarily ugly and unattractive word that I think we should stop using. I think the beautiful word that we are about, and no flaw in that in the founding, is liberty. And when you talk about liberty, you can't talk about fusion. It just doesn't make any sense. And you have to go through three intellectual jumps to figure out what the connection may or may not be. We are not in factions and categories. We shouldn't talk about ourselves like that. Frank Meyer did say something very interesting that I think was very revealing. He said, we have to be careful to make sure we understand what are the propositions that we must hold to have a commonality, to have a communal intellectual effort. We have to have some things in common. Those propositions, he called them, it's not bad referencing maybe the Gettysburg Address, they need not be self-evident truths. We can argue over the propositions, but we have to have some propositions in common in order to have the kind of trust that friends have amongst one another. Because if we're not friends, we don't trust one another, and we can't do the most important thing that I think we are here to do, and I think this is, again, revealing and a clear aspect of the founding of the society. Neil Freeman said it, Neil, if you're still here, I thank you for that lovely talk, and that was an iambic pentameter, all of it. He said that we need to beguile and persuade. We need to have conversations in which we beguile and persuade one another of certain things and certain propositions and things that may follow. And then, of course, we go outside of ourselves to talk to the American citizens about that, because American citizens in this country founded on the word, the only country founded on the words, you know, what Lincoln called our ancient faith, in this country, all citizens are students. You know, we have to make ourselves. Americans have to be made by their parents and by their schools, which of course no longer exist, by their fellow citizens in conversations. They have to be persuaded, once again, that human freedom, again, back to Freeman's formulation, Neil Freeman's formulation, is the most interesting thing in human history. And you Americans discovered it. It's very simple. You discovered it. And that's why Lincoln calls you God's almost chosen people. We have to have in common the freedom of the human mind. That's what we're trying to save. And everything that revolves around that, including the possibility of decent, just human action in this Novus Ordo Seclorum. Thank you.